Well, good evening. And tonight's guest is a Mr. Benjamin Krem. Benjamin represents the Maitreya. He'll tell you about who he believes the Maitreya to be when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, we'll also talk about some of the prophecies of the Maitreya as well, right here on Coast to Coast. Benjamin Krem, a British artist and longtime student of the Ageless Wisdom Teachings, has become the principal source of information about the emergence of the Maitreya, the world teacher. In 1979, Mr. Krem received his first telepathic message from who he says is a master of wisdom. Not long after that, he was informed that Maitreya would return within 20 years and that he, Krem, would be given the opportunity to play an active role in the event, if he so chooses to do so. Mr. Krem has written 10 books, gives lectures, interviews regularly on radio and television. He is also the co-editor of Share International, a monthly magazine read in more than 70 countries. He's been on Coast to Coast a couple times before. He's our guest now right here on Coast to Coast. Hello, Benjamin. How are you?
Hello, George. Very well. Thank you.
Good.
And you?
Good to talk with you. Why is it that you are more controversial when you're not on than most guests are when they are on?
Well, it's a very controversial message I have. And I just say it, and people get worked up one way or the other.
They do indeed. Now, you are going to be in the Los Angeles area for a speech coming up, when? Next Monday, I guess, right?
Next Monday in Los Angeles, yes, at the Olympic Conference Center in Olympic Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
Then, 7:30 p.m.
Now, when you speak, what do you talk about, Benjamin? And I also want you to relate a story of the Maitreya showing up at one of these events.
Well, I talk about who the masters are and about Maitreya as the master of all the masters, the head and leader of that group of spiritual men who have preceded us in evolution and who are returning to the world. It's all about that and about the purpose of his return and his hopes of inspiring humanity to transform its life and save it from, well, all that's going on at the moment that's leading us to near destruction.
I'm going to talk specifically about Maitreya and get some wordings from you on just who you believe he is. But in the past, when you first had an opportunity, exposure to him, you were at a speech somewhere, right? And then he was just out there. He takes the form of someone, and you can tell that's him?
No, it's not quite like that. He can make himself appear in any form he likes. He creates what are called familiars, into which he places some level of his consciousness. I don't know how much at any given time. And thousands of people have seen him in these various sort of disguises. I mean, it's not really Maitreya. It's a vehicle for Maitreya's consciousness. It could be a man, a woman, an old man, a young woman, a child even. And he does this to people on the whole who are aware of these things and who are working to make known his presence in the world. That's the greatest number of people, but also a large number of people that we don't know and have no connection with those of us who are working in this way. So he has made contact with leaders of world affairs in every aspect of our life, in politics, in economics, in religion and social matters and so on. He has invited hundreds of such people, including many journalists, to London. There was a large conference in 1990 where about 350 people from all walks of life were present. They included kings and princes and political leaders and and businessmen and church leaders and journalists, everybody were like that. I can tell you the names of two people who were there because now they're dead, and so I'm not infringing their free will. Many who could talk about it don't talk about it yet for their own reasons, either that they would lose credibility in whatever their role is, or maybe just they just don't want to stand out. But two people I do know who were there and can tell you their names. One was the King of Jordan, King Hussein of Jordan, and Arafat, Mr. Arafat. Both of these were at that conference and met and talked. And Maitreya has stood behind Arafat all his working life.
Arafat,
from then on.
He was a terrorist, though, Benjamin.
He was called a terrorist. He was an ex-terrorist who became a pacifist and a worker for peace between Israel and the Palestinian people, and was denigrated by almost everybody, even some of his erstwhile friends. But in fact, he was a great man. And I remember writing a rather appreciative thing on Arafat when he died. He was a very significant leader and has been denigrated terribly by by America, by Israel, and by lots of other people who hardly knew him and did not know of his work for the Palestinian people, and why he rejected the proposals put forward again and again by Israel for an ending of their kind of war. But he was working under instructions from Maitreya, because nothing which was put forward to them was fair and just, would never have lasted. And he was instructed by Maitreya to hold out for a lasting solution, one that would bring justice to the Palestinian people. It has not come forward yet.
But are you saying that Maitreya basically was the advisor to Yasser Arafat?
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a moment. We've got a picture of the Maitreya when he was in Nairobi. I guess was in 1988, Benjamin.
Yes.
Now, is that the way he looks?
Not quite the way he looks. That's another familiar. He has come before hundreds of groups around the world. That is the only one that we have photographs of, because it took place openly, publicly, at a public meeting run by a woman called Mary Akatsa, who is a fundamentalist Christian and doesn't believe in the story of Maitreya at all. But nevertheless, Maitreya appeared at her meeting before 6,000 people on, I think it was the 11th of June, 1988. He talked in the local language, Swahili, perfect, unaccented Swahili, for about 15 minutes, and then he disappeared as amazingly as he had come. And so the people there immediately recognized him as Jesus Christ, but in fact, he is not Jesus Christ. He is the one who worked through Jesus 2,000 years ago. He is the head and leader of a large group of, from our point of view, perfected men, masters of wisdom, who live in the remote mountains and deserts of the world. And he worked through Jesus for 3 years, from the baptism to the crucifixion, so that when people saw Jesus and heard his words, they were really listening to the consciousness of Maitreya working through Jesus. Now Jesus himself is a master, a very advanced master, and works with Maitreya all the time. And in fact, as you suggested earlier on, come to most of my meetings for maybe half an hour at the beginning or something like that, 15 minutes. In some places, in Tokyo and Japan, they come for most of the time, you know, it might be 2-3 hours or so on, sometimes appearing in one guise for half the time and on another guise for other parts of the time, and people see them, recognize them, and so on. Even though they are familiars, they have a certain quality that some people, especially, I must say, the Japanese, sense. They have a certain quality that they recognize as different from an ordinary human being. And it is this master appearing as an ordinary man. He might be a yokel up from the country, or he might be a very distinguished-looking gentleman or woman, and dressed in various costumes, sometimes different throughout the afternoon of the lecture.
All right, let's for the many new listeners that we get all the time, Benjamin, who are trying to say, who is Maitreya? Who are they talking about? Why don't you explain to us a little bit more in detail who you believe him to be?
Maitreya, I believe, is the head and leader of a group of perfected men whom we call Masters of Wisdom, who have gone ahead of us in evolution and finished the evolutionary journey on which all of us, knowingly or not, are engaged. They are the recipient of the energies from cosmos, which they relay into the world. And they are the custodians of the path of evolution for all of us, because they have trodden that path, they know it well, and can outline the pitfalls and ways for us. And they are the mentors, the teachers, the inspirers of all the wonderful achievements of humanity down the ages. There is no scientific discovery of note. There is no great music or great painting which has not been the result of the inspiration of the masters. People like Mozart were consciously aware of being a disciple of a master and was inspired. Most of his mature work was inspired by his master.
How long has he been on the planet at this point?
Maitreya has been on the planet. No one will believe this. Humanity is said to be, by the masters, 18.5 million years old. We put it about, our scientists put it about 5 or 6 million at the very utmost. But the masters say early animal man started about 18.5 million years ago, and since then, or soon afterwards, there has been a group of masters, first of all from other planets, but now out of our own evolution, who have stood behind humanity, inspiring and protecting and teaching them from behind the scenes. And for long periods, they have been open to the world, openly known to humanity for what they were. But for about 98,000 years, they have been esoteric, what's called occult, hidden away in the mountains like the Himalayas, the Andes, the Rockies, the Carpathians, the Urals, the Gobi Desert, and other deserts in the world. And from there, they are now beginning to return. Not all of them, but a large section, about 40 masters, are beginning to return to the everyday world to live among us, to teach and advise and help us to make this great journey into a new dispensation. We are moving from one cosmic cycle into another. And to help us achieve that without too much pain and suffering, they are returning now. And there are now, to my knowledge, 14 masters in the world, plus Maitreya, the master of all the masters.
Yeah, he would be like the headmaster. Right?
Yes, and he is living in London, has been there since the 19th of July, 1977. I can give you the name of another master who is in the world. That is the one who was Jesus 2,000 years ago, whom Christians are awaiting to return from the clouds, at some time in the future. But He has been living in Rome now for many years.
You mean the spirit of Jesus?
The being who was Jesus. It is a question of reincarnation. In the East, reincarnation is taken as truth by hundreds of thousands, millions of people, maybe 2 billion people.
I believe you're going to find most of the people listening to this program believe in reincarnation.
Well, that is a fact. One of the laws of life. Maitreya will talk about the laws of life. And we have just published a book about the teachings of Maitreya called The Laws of Life. And there are two major laws governing our life on earth. One is the law of cause and effect, the law of karma, as it's called in the East, and the other is the law of rebirth. Through incarnation, we return again and again and again. All of us have had thousands of incarnations to come to the point where we are today.
Now, Benjamin, other than you talking about the Maitreya around the world, how do we know that he's really here? How do we know that these other masters are here?
Well, you don't.
We don't?
I know many people do believe it. Many people believe what I say. I am bringing information. I'm not asking people to believe it. I'm not trying to sell it. I'm simply giving information which has come my way. I say it as well as I can.
Why you? Why did they pick you?
Well, because of scraping the bottom of the barrel. You know, there wasn't anybody doing nothing who kind of knew the score and could do it. So they asked me to do it. I said I would do it. I didn't know what was involved or how long it would be done for, but I said I would do it, and here I am.
And you've been doing it now for how long?
About 35 years.
Have you ever really met the Maitreya?
Yes, I have met him.
Well, I mean, to the point, though, where he said, Benjamin, it's me, Maitreya.
Well, I have been taken before him several times, and he has asked me to take publicly at public meetings a series of communications, 140 in all, which he gave through me at my public meetings in London between 1977 and 1982.
A lot of people believe Maitreya to be the Antichrist, Benjamin.
Yes.
It's something we talk about all the time on the program. And we're going to talk about that more when we come back from this break, but why do you think they believe that he is the Antichrist?
Because they believe that he is somebody very special. They have heard me talk, and as I present it, they get the idea that he is as near to their ideas, the Antichrist, in the effect of the power which he demonstrates, the qualities, the fact he can appear and disappear at will, and they are waiting for the Antichrist. In fact, the Antichrist is behind us, has done its work, and it's not a man at all, but an energy. And when we come back, I'll go into that, if I may.
All right. And your website, of course, you do have one. It's called share-international.org, correct?
That's right. And all this information is on the website.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. We'll continue our discussion with Benjamin Krem about a lot of things. He will not change my mind and my views of Yasser Arafat, who I have always believed to be a terrorist, albeit even though he attempted to change for some time. But that's for later on tonight. We'll be back in a moment. And our guest tonight is Benjamin Krem as we talk about Maitreya, and we'll be back with Benjamin in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie with our guest, Benjamin Krem. Benjamin, why now? Why does it seem that these masters are coming back, the 40, and then, of course, you say the Maitreya has been here for a long time, but why does it seem to be now? What's going on?
Well, in fact, they reckoned that it would be another maybe 1,200 or so years before they could return. But they are destined to return to show as a group their ability to function on all planes, from the densest physical to what we would think of as the highest spiritual plane on planet Earth. But so fast has been human evolution in the last, say, 150 years or so, and so dangerous has become the world, especially since the invention of the nuclear bomb, the discovery of nuclear fission, that the masters, under Maitreya's guidance, decided, the decision was made mainly by Maitreya, decided that they would have to return sooner than before. They have known for over 500 years that sometime they would return. But in June 1945, significantly at the end of the war, Maitreya announced his intention to return at the earliest possible moment if humanity would just take the first steps to put its house in order, to change its way of life, to change direction.
Are these masters going to intercede, Benjamin, and prevent any kind of nuclear holocaust, for example?
Are they, what, George, I didn't hear the...
Are they going to intercede?
Intercede. Well, if things got bad enough, indeed they would intercede, but they are limited by the laws governing our free will to the extent that they can intercede. We have free will, we can destroy ourselves. And to the masters, if we continue as we're going, that's exactly what we shall do. But Maitreya and so far 14 masters are here to hoping to inspire us to change direction and to see that there is another way to live, that we don't have to live in the competitive way in which we do today. We don't have to live in a world divided into rich and poor. We don't have to live in a world where a third of the world is living in luxury and two-thirds are living in penury and millions of people are starving to death just as we speak. They see a different kind of world, very easily achieved if humanity can make the heart response to his teaching and reevaluate the meaning and purpose of life and take the steps to change our social conditions.
How do you know you're not being used by Maitreya?
Well, I know Maitreya. I know one of the masters very well, insofar as an ordinary human being can know a master. But I've been in touch with my master since January 1959. So it's a very long time. And I have received from him blessings that are countless. People associated with me have undergone the same experience of blessings and he has healed scores of people, close friends and strangers. It's too long and there are too many things to say to show you how closely aligned one can be with the master and to know that this is for real, that this is not something out of one's imagination. And the reason I was asked to do this is that I have the ability, it seems, to believe what happens to me, to take it seriously and to act on it. And I had an extraordinary experience when in 1959, March 1959, soon after the contact with my master, which was with Maitreya. My master said one time, he was giving me sort of long dictations, which I recorded onto a tape recorder. And he said, "Now switch off the recorder and kneel down." And Maitreya, our master, has something important to tell you. And then I heard the words of Maitreya saying as clearly as your voice over the phone, "I myself am coming sooner than anyone thinks possible. it will be in about 20 years. In the event, it was 18 years. And he said, you will have a role to play in my coming if you accept it. That was all he said. And I had very much the feeling of complete free will. There was no pressure of any kind put on me. And I had this extraordinary experience where I was inside a great sphere of light. And if I looked to the right, I saw all the events of the past which were still taking place. And if I looked to the left, I saw all the events of the future which had still to take place. But they were all happening at the same time.
Were these events of the future given to you by Maitreya?
Yes.
Can you make some of these predictions then, which I assume then would be his prophecies?
Well, the ones I remember were the closest ones, which were about after the day in which he declares himself to the world as the world teacher for this age which is now started. I could see the people in the streets, thousands upon thousands of people crying with joy, running about telling the news, did you hear it, did you hear it, wasn't it wonderful, and so on. I saw Maitreya speaking to thousands upon thousands of people. I saw myself talking to thousands of people. And then there were other events which have become dim. It was so long ago, 1959. And so I find it difficult to focus on other than those immediate events.
What about end times then, Benjamin? Did you see that?
The end times.
End times.
Well, the end times is not what is understood by Christian groups at all. The end times, according to Christian prophecy, or rather, to my mind, the misreading of Christian prophecy, the misunderstanding of the scriptures, is that in some time, probably soon, but some people think away ahead, you know, in millions of years, at this end of the world, Christ will come down on a cloud from heaven where he's sitting at the right hand of God, who's seen as an old man with a beard, and Jesus is his favorite son and sitting at the right hand of him, and so on. It's not like that at all. Not at all. Jesus is a master. He was a fourth degree initiate. There are five initiations which make you a master. And Jesus had taken four of these initiations. The fourth is called the crucifixion. And he literally took it physically, which is not normally the case, when he took that fourth initiation. Then he went out of incarnation and came back very soon as Apollonius, Apollonius of Tyana. And in that incarnation, he took the fifth initiation, which makes you a master. He's buried in North India, and from that has come the legend that somehow or other Jesus didn't die on the cross. He was taken to India and lived till he was an old man. It was the being who was Jesus, but as Apollonius in the incarnation after that of Jesus. He incarnated again in the sixth and seventh centuries. He came to this country, North and South America, and taught as Jesus. And the name Jesu or Jesua, or that kind of word, is infiltrated into the then thought to be Indian languages, the Native American languages, North and South. And they have been waiting for the coming of Jesus from the East, as they were taught. And so when the Spaniards came, they thought that Jesus had returned, and for their they opened their arms and were slaughtered accordingly, as we know historically. But he doesn't come in that way. He comes not as a on a cloud. He came in a cloud. He came from Karachi. He has lived in the Himalayas for thousands and thousands of years. And on the 8th of July, 1977, he descended from his mountain. It's about 17,500 feet up in the Himalaya, and came down onto the plains and stayed in the plains in Pakistan for some days to acclimatize himself a body which he had been creating for 5 to 6 years before that time. So the body that we see and shall see when the world sees Maitreya is a body he himself has created.
When are we going to see him?
Yes, well, I don't know the exact date. I don't know if Maitreya knows the exact date. But I'm always told it is very soon. It could be any time. And, you know, as Jesus, he said, don't sleep. Don't go to sleep. Keep awake. Keep alert. For I come like a thief in the night. It's in such a time as you think not. And that's exactly what he has done.
How will he appear, Benjamin?
He will appear as a man. An ordinary man, first of all on television in this country, and then in Japan, and then all over the world. And
now, what do you mean on television?
On television.
He's going to be like...
A major television in this country, and
is it going to be one of those things where people are watching their favorite TV show, and then all of a sudden he pops in?
No, it will be introduced as an ordinary interview of a man. He will not be called Maitreya. He will simply, in the first place, be known as Mr. So-and-so, if the name comes
All right,
up.
And the expertise that would initiate the interview with him would be what? You know, the interviewer would have him on the program under what auspices?
Yeah, well, he would be a man with ideas about world change, which would be interesting for people to watch.
Now, his appearances to date, though, have either slowed down or stopped. Is that true?
Oh, no. No, they go on. But what has stopped is appearances before religious groups, mainly religious groups around the world.
Well, here, I'm looking at the Share website, and it says, Maitreya's appearances have been halted temporarily.
Yeah, that's the big appearances like at Nairobi, where he appeared to religious groups mainly, not.
Or why have they been halted temporarily?
Well, because he's doing other work. And I suppose he has done over 300 of these appearances, and I suppose he thinks that phase of the work is finished. He has made himself not known, but appeared to and outlined some aspects of his teaching to audiences, large and small, according to the size of the group they appear to. And nearby, in relation to those appearances, he charged water, underground sources of water, with cosmic energy so that they have tremendous healing properties. And a few of them have been discovered, one in a place called Tlacote in Mexico, not far from Mexico City, another one at Nordenau, not far from Dusseldorf in Germany, and one at Nardana, north of Delhi in India, and there's one at Kenya, where in Nairobi, where he first appeared in June 1988.
His appearances all seem to be around 17, 18 minutes, tops.
Yes, about that. Anything from 18 to 20 minutes. So, yeah.
Why is it so close to that time all the time?
I don't know.
I wonder what significance that might have.
I don't know. It's like he can say the limited amount of whatever it is he says in that time, and that's the time given for these. A few are a little longer. They're running up to 20, 21 or 2 minutes. But you're right. They're sort of between 18 and 20 minutes.
The last time you were on the program, which was a year ago,
yes.
Some people afterwards complained that they were getting physically ill because they felt something coming through the radio waves. Remember we talked about that a little bit?
Yes. Well, that
What's
was energy,
happening to them?
Energy coming from Maitreya through me, and it couldn't be, well, it would make people ill if their focus is on the solar plexus. All the advice I can give is to raise their awareness, their consciousness, up to the head, particularly if they can at the what's called the ajna center between the eyebrows. That should be the focus of attention of a modern man, a woman.
Are you in constant communication with Maitreya?
Not with Maitreya, but with my master. And with Maitreya in a certain sense, I'm vocally in communication with my master. If I think of him, we can talk, you know, just back and forth.
I mean, you can't conjure up Maitreya and have him show up in my studio, for example.
No, absolutely not. But I can ask for his energy. He can overshadow me, as it's called. A bit of his consciousness comes into mine, and he radiates his energy through me. He does that at every meeting, at the beginning and at the end of every lecture I give. He does it during interviews like this, although I haven't asked for it. But if I ask for it, he gives a blessing to any audience.
What does Maitreya say, if anything, about talk of a new world order, a one world government, these strange things that could happen to
well,
us?
Well, he's not interested, he says, not interested in one world government. Maitreya's teachings on politics I find very interesting. He is not interested in parties, party politics. He says parties, there are isms, you know, democracy is an ism, fascism is an ism. These isms are concepts of the mind. He is interested much more in what is beyond the mind, or what he says the most important thing in life is awareness. Awareness of what is the reality in which we live. And that awareness, if followed, leads to self or God, self with a capital S, or God realization. He said, humanity doesn't know who it is. It's one of the problems. We don't know our threefold constitution. We are first of all a spark of the divine, of God, the Lord, whatever name you apply. And that spark is the self with a capital S. That is identical with the divine, and that is in fact who we are. But we cannot demonstrate it in the physical body. But we are, the physical body has three bodies. He calls it mind, spirit, and body. And these are vehicles for the self to use on the physical plane.
When we come back, Benjamin, I want to get your reaction about the Maitreya in UFOs, because apparently he has said some things to you or to others about that. Is that not true?
Yes.
All right, we will do that when we come back, an hour to go. Then later on, we'll open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity to chat with Benjamin Krem as well. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.